Well, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our proverb for today, as we work through our sermon series in the book of Proverbs, is Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I've got to mention at the outset that if you heard that proverb or saw it this morning in the bulletin and thought, I don't have kids, or I don't have kids at home anymore, so what is this message going to mean for me? Then I've got good news, and it's not that you can check out for the next 15 minutes. There are two ways, if you don't have children, to hear this message this morning, and one of them involves all of us. So the first is that if you are hoping at some day, at some point in time, that God will bless you with children, then you can take this as wisdom to kind of file away and just keep in the backs of your minds. The second is that while it's true that God has given parents this special responsibility to train up their children in the ways of the Lord, to share the stories of who God is and His love for them in Jesus Christ, while God has given that special task to parents, He has not given it solely to parents. All of us, as Christians, play a part in that and have a responsibility in that regards. And I was reminded of that again this week as we did another year of another week of Vacation Bible School here at Chapel Cross, where we had around 120 kids who were here throughout the week, and we had, thankfully, plenty of Christian adults and young adults who gave up time in their morning, every morning this week, to spend some time with the littlest members of God's kingdom, to share the miraculous mission of God in Jesus Christ for them. How God created this world, how our sin messed it up, and how God had a plan from the very beginning through His Son, Jesus Christ, to forgive us. And so we all have that part to play when it comes to this training up the children that God has placed in our midst. So, again, Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. There tend to be two different ways that we hear this proverb. One is the way we hear it before we have very much experience with children. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. At least this was my experience, and I thought, okay, so as long as I train my kids up the right way, then they'll turn out okay. Just that easy. And then there's the way we hear this proverb after a little more experience with children, when we see our kids doing things or saying things that we wish they wouldn't, or that we know they know they shouldn't do or say, and we think, what gives? I didn't train you. I didn't raise you to do those things or to say those kinds of things. Now, the discrepancy between those two things reveals a problem that we have sometimes when we read these proverbs, and this proverb in particular. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The way I think we most naturally hear that proverb is as a promise. A promise that if we just do the right things, then we'll get a certain result. But this proverb, and many like it, is not a proverb of promise. It's a proverb of probability. And that's an important distinction. Unfortunately, raising kids is not like mathematics. There's no guarantee. It's not like if you add A plus B, you will always equal C. It just doesn't work like that with children. And it doesn't work like that for a very simple reason, and it's sin. Messes up everything. I mean, if there were a guarantee when it came to parenting, if you could write the definitive book on parenting, in however many pages it says, if you just do these things, if you just say these things to your kids at each stage of their development as they're growing up, then they will turn out like this. If you could write that book, you could retire this afternoon. The fact that we've got a billion different books on parenting and parenting styles and how to do it demonstrates just this problem, this ever-present problem of sin. And yet, as a culture, as a society, we have this tendency to think of children as blank slates, that they're born into this world naturally good, and that they only go bad because of bad parenting or bad circumstances. And if we could fix those two things, bad parenting and bad circumstances, then everybody would turn out great. But It doesn't work like that. Even the cutest hours-only sleeping baby is inherently sinful, inherently separated from God. This is why when it comes to this proverb especially, it's not a proverb of promise, but a proverb of probability. What Solomon is writing and the wisdom that he's imparting is that if you train your child in the way he should go, when he is old, he will not depart from it. Probability says that is true, but there are always exceptions to the rule, thanks to sin. And so this is a proverb of probability, not promise. The one guarantee we have with kids is if we do nothing to train them in the way of the Lord, to train them in the ways of righteousness and what it looks like to live as a child of God, if we do none of that, the guarantee that we have, thanks to sin, is that they'll depart from God, that they won't find Him unless someone else steps in and shares Jesus with them. That's the guarantee. So in the book of Proverbs, we get this beautiful picture of moms and dads and grandmas and grandparents and adults training their children in a whole host of different aspects that are critical for growing up and being a well-functioning adult, whether that training involves how to handle money, how to deal with conflict, how to select your friends, how to pick the right spouse, how to avoid sexual sin, and so many others. And what we see, not just in the book of Proverbs, but in the Scriptures as a whole, is that God gives us this special relationship, parent and child, as a testimony to Him. Parenting as it's meant to be, outside of sin. As we grow up and we watch our parents, it's meant to be this relationship where we see reflections of God, our Heavenly Father, in them. But even the best parents fail. It's impossible for us, this side of heaven, to be complete reflections of God, our Heavenly Father. And so when we think about parenting, we think especially about what it is that we as Christians are called to do to train our children up in the ways of the Lord. I'm going to speak just to one thing, one practical thing that you can take home with you today and practice, whether you have kids or not. And this is training our children and training ourselves as well in the Christian practice of confession, confessing our sins, and forgiveness. Receiving forgiveness and also giving forgiveness to those who hurt us. The good news is that as families, you'll have plenty of opportunities to practice this. The bad news is, if you consider it bad news, is that there's nothing more humbling than going to your child or going to another small child and confessing some way that you've sinned against them and asking for their forgiveness. I hope you've had that experience before. I still remember one of the first times I had that experience myself with my own kids. It was a number of years back, and it happened on one of those days, the days where you wake up, and from the moment you wake up, things just aren't going your way. One of those days where not just, a few things go wrong, but hour after hour after hour, the things begin to pile up, all the things that have gone wrong for your day. And finally, the day ended, and it was time to go pick up the kids from school and daycare. And I got them in the car. I should have known what was coming. But from the moment I got them in the car and strapped them next to each other, they were at each other's throats. The tears, the taunts, the crying, the yelling, it didn't stop. And my ride home was 20 minutes. But at 20 minutes, felt like 20 hours. But like many parents, I comforted myself with the thought that if I can just keep it together and make it home, then everything will be all right. Because at the very least, they won't be strapped in next to each other. So we got home. But the peace I was looking forward to and desperately wanted, it didn't come. We got through the door, but it was like watching two angry bears that were connected by a very short, invisible leash. They were miserable together, but they were unwilling or unable to walk away from each other. And finally, And miraculously, as I started to cook dinner, things calmed down. My son went to one room and my daughter went to another. And the peace and quiet I looked for was finally mine. And it lasted all of maybe 3 minutes before my daughter came and began peppering me with questions. The questions we all get when we're cooking dinner with kids, the question I drove my parents nuts with. What's for dinner? I don't like that. Can we have macaroni and cheese? I'm bored. Can you get the Play-Doh down for me? I want to color. Where are the crayons? Where are the coloring pages? And after all of it, I snapped. I was yelling, my daughter was crying, and she left and went to another room. The peace that I had wanted and hoped for all day long, it was finally mine if you didn't count the sobs coming from the next room. But there in that moment, I saw exactly what my selfish desire had gotten me. And I also knew in that moment that I had two options. I could go back to cooking and pretend like nothing had happened and just wait for it all to blow over like I thought maybe it would. Or I could do the thing that I knew I should do as dad and also as a pastor and go and talk to my daughter and tell her I was sorry. So I went into the other room and I knelt down and peeled her arms away from her legs and I said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for yelling at you. I'm sorry I didn't listen to you. Will you please forgive me? And she did what so many of us as adults, and I often find difficult at times, without a moment's hesitation, she said, I forgive you. I was reminded of this passage in our gospel reading today at the very end where Jesus says, truly I say to you, if you do not receive the kingdom of God like a little child, you will never enter it. And here's the thing that we learn as parents, as we learn as we try to teach kids, even if they're not our own. We go into it thinking of all the things that we need to train them in. And we come out realizing that there are a lot of things that we learn from them as well. So after all of that, we hugged. I asked her if she wanted to help me with dinner, and the night went on like nothing remarkable had happened. But I was caught thinking the rest of the night, how great a gift God has given us in Jesus Christ, that no matter how many times and in how many different ways we fail one another, we have this gift that we can confess our sins, that we can ask for forgiveness, give it and receive that. We can restore these relationships in that way. See, I'm not a perfect parent, and hopefully you weren't hoping that at the end of this short 15-minute sermon you'd figure out how to be a perfect parent. Because it's not possible. I'm not a perfect parent. I don't want my kids to see me as perfect. I want my kids to see me as I really am, because eventually they're going to grow up and they'll realize I'm not perfect. We all realize our parents are far from perfect at times. But what I hope, and what I think of when I hear this proverb, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. I hope that one thing they'll take away from their time with me is this understanding that they're sinful, their parents are sinful. We have a God who's bigger than all of that, a God who loves us and forgives us in Jesus Christ, and a God who gives us this gift of confession and forgiveness to share with others as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Please pray with me a moment. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of the children that you have placed in their lives, whether they are our own children or the children that you've given us to parent and to teach. Lord, I pray that you give every adult here the strength and courage they need to train the children that you have placed in their path, to train them in the ways of righteousness. Lord, we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.